You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8:30, and our top story this half hour, controversial Utah State Board of Education member Natalie Klein's political future could come down to a vote tomorrow. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has a preview of this weekend's convention.
Natalie Klein is going into the Salt Lake Republican nominating convention tomorrow with three times less cash than her opponent, Amanda Bollinger. The Salt Lake Tribune reports some of the biggest supporters for Bollinger are Utah's governor and lieutenant governor, who together have donated $6,000 to her campaign. They and other leaders called for Klein to resign after she appeared to imply a high school athlete was transgender online. Klein's also betting it all on the convention, where she's going to need 40% of delegates to swing her way if she wants to be on the primary ballot come June. Meanwhile, the stakes are much lower for Bollinger, who has already made it to the primary through signature gathering. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
A Roy High School student has been taken into custody now after police say they found a loaded gun on them at school yesterday. Here's KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Roy police say the school had to be placed on a brief hold status while the school resource officer and administrators contacted the boy in his classroom and that they found the loaded gun in the 15-year-old's waistband. In an interview with the boy and his parents, police say they learned the gun belonged to his father, but he got it out of their locked safe without them knowing. He was eventually booked into Weber County Detention. Police say it only took minutes from the time they received the anonymous tip to get the student and the gun into custody. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Here's another update on the breaking news this hour involving BYU basketball coach Mark Pope. Kentucky, this hour, made it official that Pope has been named as their new men's basketball coach. BYU also just posted on their athletic department website thanking Coach Pope for his 5 years in Provo and wishing him well with the Wildcats. Now our top national stories this hour. The amount of money police say was stolen by baseball star Shohei Ohtani's interpreter just keeps rising.
Federal authorities charging the former interpreter for baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani with stealing more than $16 million to pay off gambling debts, clearing the Los Angeles Dodger of any wrongdoing. Authorities say Ipe Mizuhara committed fraud on a massive scale, acting as Ohtani's de facto manager, alleging he helped Ohtani, who didn't speak English, set up a U.S. bank account where his multi-million dollar salary was deposited, the interpreter later impersonating Ohtani to steal from that account.
ABC's Victor Akendo says the interpreter is expected to surrender to police at some point today. There's a proposal before the Salt Lake City Council to ban gas stations from being located close to parks. Details now from KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff.
The new proposal from the Planning Commission would require gasoline storage tanks be at least 350 feet from waterways, parks, and any open space an acre or larger. According to online news site BuildingSaltLake.com, the proposal is a reaction to Iowa-based fuel retailer Come & Go purchasing a property near the northwest corner of the Sugar House Park Pond.
The Planning Commission passed the proposed ban on a unanimous vote. The husband of social media influencer Ruby Frankie is suing her business partner, Jody Hildebrandt. Kevin Frankie is suing Hildebrandt for extreme emotional distress and damages with the exact amount to be determined at trial. Frankie and Hildebrandt were recently convicted of child abuse. The man accused of multiple hit and runs against women has been charged again. KSL-TV's Lauren Steinbrecher is following the investigation.
Now facing nine attempted homicide charges between the six hit-and-run crashes. In the one outside Laurie's house, the woman suffered a brain bleed and concussion.
He needs to be off the streets. Definitely.
The alleged hit-and-runs took place around Salt Lake County, and there's cases being investigated now in Summit County.